Video.
We'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for October 20th, 2020 at 7:04. All rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back there, Councilman Feltman.
Thank you, guys.
Hopefully we did a good job while you were gone. And
I wasn't worried about this.
We have... Well, next we have the public comment, so we'll open it up to the public. I don't know who the 612-751 number is, but if you could identify yourself.
Alyssa Wilson.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Did you have something that you would like to say in the public comment?
Yeah, we got a notice from the public about one of our trees not being 15 feet from our road.
Yes, what that is trees can't be planted in the right of way.
But it's not that far off our maple tree, which is planted in our lot as well.
Well, that tree is only about 6-7 feet behind the curb, and the right of way there is 10 feet.
But our tree's not even going to get that big.
Well, I believe I talked to the owners there when the markings
were
there, and we had informed them that nothing could be planted in the right-of-way, and we even located the pins to show them where that right-of-way was.
We never got that message.
I talked to Mary and to Greg, who are the owners of the property.
They never relayed that message to us.
Well,
we never got that message, so.
What happens is that becomes an issue, and it looks like I don't know if they're cherry or crabapple trees.
They're crabapple trees.
Okay. You know, the problem we run into there is you're just going to have crabapples all over the road there. Also, that tree will grow bigger than you think, and it'll be overhanging into the street. And that's where we get into the concern, because then also the other reason we do that is for snow plowing. And that trees that get that close to the street, when they windrow, you know, that can become a problem too, and damaging trees. And then people try to come back at the city for that, when in reality they should have been back farther. So hence, that's the reason why I sent the letter to the homeowners there, because me and the maintenance.
Well, we were going to keep the trees trimmed and small, though.
Yeah, I don't know what to say other than, you know, I'm just trying to adhere to what our ordinance states and trying to avoid future issues down the road when the trees do, you know, and it may not be your issue or even my issue in 20 years from now, but that's, you know.
Okay, but then my question is, how are we supposed to move it since we have like 4 inches of snow?
I don't know, but it something's got to be addressed there.
Is there any way that we can move it after winter?
No, the reason, and as Jeremy, this is Mary Lynn, as Jeremy just stated a few seconds ago, you know, part of the reason why we have the right of way the way it's set up is because of some of the issues that we may run into during wintertime. We already have almost 4 inches of snow on the ground, and it's October 20th, and we haven't really even hit the normal snow season. So if we were to keep on this track, we probably would be pushing snow a good 3-4 feet, if not more, back, because otherwise it would just pile up and no one would be able to see around corners.
This is Zach Wilson. So that would only be our problem, because I mean, if you push the snow up on the tree, then that's our problem. That's not the plow's problem, or, you know, damage our tree. That's about it. So, you know, we're probably looking at frost coming up, and, you know, I'm not going to be able to move it, you know, until spring when we get a thaw, and I can move it right away in the spring, you know, or if we do get, you know, a chance this year where I can move it, you know, I can move it back.
I don't think,
but if it's frozen in,
I don't think you'll have a frost issue right now in that. And the fact that we just barely have,
it's supposed to get below freezing after the rain Thursday, Friday, and then just, you know, frost. You know, I do landscaping and we're done, because it's, the frost is coming and it's going to freeze it solid. And we're just, you know, we're done for the year. So I don't know. I mean, who knows what's going to happen, but if it's frozen, you know, we're supposed to get down to, you know, 16 overnight, and it's not getting above 32 during the day, you know, it's going to freeze things up. So if I have a chance, you know, I'll move it this year, but, you know, all I'm asking is, you know, for it to be fine till spring.
It runs a tree, it runs a tree. What I think.
Well, I don't know what council's wishes are, but, you know, I apologize it didn't get relayed to you, but we had talked to the property owners, you know, about that. And I thought we had that understanding where we were going to place the trees, because also there was markings that there was going to be trees, you know, all around the grinder station there. And we had come to an agreement there, and I brought forth the council, you know, that we agreed to put a fence up once construction takes place there on that property.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, but that's why I held off on the trees there. Yeah, no one told me anything, you know. I looked at the trees around here, and I figured they were supposed to be back some, you know, and then I looked at Norwood, and they got, you know, 4-foot oaks that are, you know, 6 inches from the curb. So, you know, I didn't know what, you know.
Well, and with that, you can see when they're 4 feet behind the curb how much they protrude into the road. Hence the reason we try to, you know, enforce, you know, that right of way right now. So, like I said, it may not be my problem. It may not be this council's problem or even your problem 10, 20 years when it does become a problem, but it is our job to try to alleviate any problems.
No, I get it. You know, I just didn't know where it was supposed to be exactly, you know, and the message never got relayed to the person that's planning it. So, you know, that's where I put it. So,
any reason you didn't?
I can move it
for guidance.
Well, no, I had them staked, and, you know, with pink paint, and then I had the proposed white paint where they were going, and the utility marker came, and, you know, everything's fine, you're clear to dig, blah blah blah, and no one ever told me anything.
So you didn't ask anybody from the city into where it should be properly put?
No, someone stopped out, and whoever marked it, you know, said that because I had proposed markings where the trees were going, and they said that was fine to the homeowners, not to me.
Well, that wasn't the city.
Yeah, I don't know if it was utility markers or who it was.
All right, well, I know from the city standpoint, we did communicate it to the homeowners. And although it's unfortunate you already had the tree in the ground, our ordinance do state, though, that it can't be in the right of way. So it will need to be Councilman Feldman.
This Councilman Feldman, I see where you're coming from, and I kind of don't agree to turn trees up that fast, but I'll tell you one thing. If you can get that tree moved this fall yet, that would be great. And what would you say would be reasonable on timeline in the spring? We could be here all night conversing on it. We got all night. So what would you say would be a decent day, or a decent month, or whatever,
Was that question directed towards me? Sorry, we couldn't really understand what was being said right there.
I said that I get it what you're talking about with the green, but I don't believe it's going to be up that fast and that snow on the ground. Unless a big rainstorm is coming to wash everything away. I know it's supposed to be green Thursday, but I think that's the one that comes first. If you don't get moved, what would you say would be a considerable time frame to get you to get moved in the spring? What month or
Are we talking about moving in the spring?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'd move it probably on first, you know, right away, because I don't want it to, you know, get rooted in and be even harder to move. I don't, you know, right now it's just a ball, and it'll be really easy to move right away. So it'll be as, you know, as soon as I can.
And just give me a date, a time frame, and that's what we give you.
A time frame?
Yeah. End of April, end of May.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, probably end of April, early May.
No, not early May, end of April. That's going to be the deadline day. If you don't have to move it, end of April, we will move it for you.
Yeah, end of April works.
That's okay, that's Harris weekend. We'll discuss this between that three. Councilman, and we'll have a little vote here on ourselves and see if everybody's fine with that. But I'm all for it. Otherwise, we'll be here all night discussing this three.
Yeah, it's really hard for us to understand. I don't know if I'm on speakerphone or something, but we can hardly understand you.
We'll have to take up this item in the regular agenda because we can't make any decisions in the public comment section. So we'll have to add it to the agenda under new business. Is there any other public comment?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
You know, hearing no other public comment, move on then to agenda review. Let's go ahead and add under new business item 7. Do we have the address of that location?
Zach, is that 150 Jacob?
152 Jacob Street.
Yeah, so yep. Add 152 Jacob Street onto new business. Anybody else have anything else to add or subtract from the agenda? If not, I look then for a motion to approve the agenda as amended. So moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Hoffler, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Suppose you should get Councilman Feltman up on what we just did there. Since we're virtual and doing the hybrid thing, since people can't see us, we're using our names as prompting the approvals or denials. Then move on then to a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Motion Popper, second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye. Councilman Feldman, aye.
Councilman Popper, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. All right, we'll move on to then to the Hamburg Fire Department. Chief, you're up.
Good evening, Council.
Turn it a little bit if you want.
All right. Wanted to talk a little bit more about CARES Act funds, and we included in your agenda the prior ones. So that model, we had a different one selected, but that one required or this one's going to be a lot easier. Basically, drop that in place. Looking at the specs on it, it'll hold 30 pounds of you, which is pretty equivalent to 6S, possibly. That dryer that we're looking at is more of a cabinet style dryer. It will require us to get a vent on the side. We will need to have some electrical work that thing will drive 4 sets on it. So if we put 4 sets in the washer, 4 sets in the dryer, dryer can also be used for other just probably washing trucks or all those other parts too. So looking for approval.
Oh, is it the Darley one that we're looking at, or is it the brochure one?
Well, the brochure is from Darley, isn't it?
I thought it said Rove. Okay. Rove, unless...
Well, it came in the same pool from
Darley. I just noticed that the washer, the tractor washer, gives a price of $67.04 on the flyer. Right. We get a cheaper price in the invoice.
Well, and that is if you bought this
package. Oh, okay.
Cleaner and the wipes, and then you're down to the bottom of that total of 68.56. That's what they were doing there. Standalone. If you go on E. Darley's website for this extraction, the actual price on there is about $200 more than the total just for the extractor, as well as the dryer is about $150. So they are.
Council, any questions for Chief on this? I know we talked at last meeting about giving them the nod to go forward. Anybody's wondering why we don't have a second bid? A lot of these fire apparatus things have one, if not maybe, luckily to get a second supplier.
There are some other dryers, but they aren't the same. We like the cabinet. One you can rent it outside. The other ones are like they're not really PVC type, they're flexible type, they're a bunch of holes drilled in the skeleton. And you just gotta pump all that into the fire hose. So we like the cabinet.
Do you have any questions? Again, this will be coming out of CARES Act, out of the city budget.
Yes, the money's there. Everything's done already.
I'll entertain a motion. So moved and seconded to move forward with the, is it Darley or E. Darley?
Their
websites. Through Darley. All right, we'll go with Darley. Darley for the washer extractor and dryer for a total of 15,000. 08. Any further discussion? All in favor? Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Start drying some clothes.
All right, thank you guys. Also within that CARES Act, I don't know what we still have for funds or what you guys are thinking about that too. I got recently contacted by the primary from Washington Lake, and Washington Lake has $10,000 that they were gonna use for their CARES Act money. So he's come to me and said we have $5,000 to be able to spend with that. We had looked at that out TechGen 51, the other show here, and I told him that we just go ahead and order 7 sets of that, because that comes up to $4,977. So I gotta get that number to you. But that leaves us with about 17 guys left to cover. So it would be $12,087 for the remainder. So just as something else to think about, whatever we have left for CARES Act money, if that.
Yeah, I don't know where so, we.
So with this approval, we have about $4,600 left. Just the only other thing I've really thought of, you know, I hope this don't happen. I hate to even put it out there, but that nobody would get sick. You know, where they'd be on 14 days. Instead of it coming out of the city's coffers, that, you know, they'd be covered with this COVID money. That's the only other thing I can see right now. But yeah, with this, the through September, the report I submitted, we had $21,220 left. You know, now we've just taken $15,600 away out of that. So.
With Washington Lake, so that'll put us down to 17. So we'll start working
to get everybody up to that. Did you check with Young America Township, see if they want to do a little bit of the same? Most everybody has to in by November 15th. There were some municipalities, due to the gracious add-on by their senators, that got it extended to the 31st of December.
I'll check with them. Shelby was already out here and sized pretty much everybody out, like 2 or 3 people. So it's an easy thing. You just have to order the receipt very well.
Perfect.
All right. A couple other things that are just now somewhat info only, a little bit here affecting the council and the fact that we have to do a selection committee coming up for applications. We have 2 applications to achieve 3. I am, because my position is up on part of that selection committee, Stephen Seward, 2-2, is heading that up, so he will be in contact with council members. We're going to get the group back together, and we'll be talking about this at the beginning of the year. And of course, COVID happened with us on back order, but the SOP updates, that still needs to be accomplished. So, that we put together to edit that back together, I'm hoping this week actually, so that we can go back through and make sure we have the field we want, and we bring it forward to the council and to the firefighters. Because I'd like to be able to get in their hands by next Monday so that they have some time to look at it before we get the council meeting in November probably, and we'll get it there if that works for you guys. So
good.
One other thing that was brought up last night at the officers' meeting was ice rink. Do we want to do that again? Is there an issue with the city? What's going on with COVID or us having the ice rink outside and people? And they've been using the park and doing that kind of stuff. So I didn't think there would be any sort of weirdness, but I wanted to bring it to you guys just to make sure. Insurance.
Yeah, I don't have to
liability. Yeah, and we'll be all right with that. You know, as long as we're doing our part, not showing negligence.
Okay.
We're covered.
The other thing the guys were kind of asking us, so I wanted to chat with you and then see if we could maybe do something set up on the ball field, something more level and flat. That basketball. It takes about four tanker rounds just to get it. One end goes to the bank and half slice on it. Yeah. So,
any flat area you can find in that park, go for it.
There's got to be something a little better than that. So, yeah, food for thought. We're kind of going on.
And I don't think we've ever had a overabundance of people on it that it's going to be an issue, COVID issue. No. Okay. And typically, if people are down there, their family anyways.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I
had. Anything for Chief?
No. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Move on then to old city business. COVID-19 related items, community center and hall rentals.
Okay, so the requests are starting to pile in again. I don't know, we need to take any action. I think we're just continuing to follow the governor's executive orders right now. But we have pretty much informed everybody now through the end of the year about rentals. We're not having any rentals. We've informed all the parties that were looking to have Christmas. We've had others inquire about Christmas, and we've kind of told them nothing at this moment until I think basically our hands are tied until the executive orders change. I mean, right now we can only run at 25%. That's 31 people. Even if we were to open it up. So just make you aware. My only biggest thing is I've been in contact with the Hunt and Fish Club about the fish fry. So I've talked to them to keep me informed what their plans are and to communicate with me too so I can keep them updated where we're at. The CPA banquet in January, they canceled their banquet. They're moving it to April, May, they're going to look for. So really the next real big event, well, we're not having the bingo. I don't know, Santa Day, are they even having planning on?
Yeah, so Santa Day is going to be a drive-through Santa.
Okay.
And it'll be at the park. So it'll be much like we did with the chicken dinner, or the Lions with the chicken dinner, but it'll just be Santa there handing out stuff to the kids as they drive through, and they'll get a chance if they want, you know, to take a picture with Santa or something along those lines. But we figured we'd at least try to keep something of normalcy as best we can. Unfortunately, probably sitting on Santa's lap is not going to be an option this year, or just, you know, the gathering that we normally have at the hall with the Lions. But the idea has been to do a drive-through, hand out some gifts.
That would kind of be our next function, and then after that, we really don't have nothing till the fish fry. So I just wanted to give a council update on that, on the rentals, where we stand. As far as COVID, I don't know if there's any other items the council can think of. I mean, you know, what comes tough is I've seen a lot of discussion, and a lot of people were talking about any breaks they gave people. One of the biggest ones was like liquor license, which we did that. But yet, and some people I've talked to says, well, that can be considered revenue recapture. So it runs that fine line, you know, because really any of those monies got to be COVID related. They can't be for any revenue recapture. So if you have anything where, you know, like we said, the deadline's looming, so put your thinking caps on.
And just to give everybody just a little bit of an update, I'm trying to pull it up here. We had just in Carver County, since our last meeting, so every Monday we meet with the EOC with Carver County, and this last go around in Carver County, the positive tests were down. But as far as the state tests, the average. Gives you an idea. I don't know if we just live a little cleaner out here or what the deal is, but we seem to be handling or weathering the storm better. Can't say that necessarily in my personal observations that we distance and wear masks better than those in Hennepin and Ramsey and closer to the cities. But we must be doing something right because we're not leading the Seven County metro area. Any other questions or any other thoughts does the council have in regards to our current motive with in regards to City Hall rentals and Community Hall rentals? If you have any thoughts between now and the next meeting, just let Jeremy know or myself know, and Jeremy and I can them to the rest of the group. There. Move on then to the next item, the building permit for 340 Railroad Street.
So just wanted to give council an update on that, where we're at. We've received plans, inspectors received plans from Mr. Subart. I've had a conference call with our attorney and with Scott Qualley with MinSpec, and we kind of outlined where we should go from here. So we had put a letter together of all the things that need to be corrected. That letter has been sent out to Mr. Subart. The last conversation I had with Mr. Subart is he had some questions concerning that, and I think he was not on the full understanding that he would have to vacate them apartments, as in not just personnel, but as in the layout of the upstairs too. So the thing I got is, I don't know how long we want to carry on with it. We've gone long enough. I would like for the council to set a date where all information needs to be submitted to MinSpec and the permit issued, or the city will pursue other options.
Is the inspector dragging their feet?
No. Because they submitted a letter of what, after they received plans from Mr. Subart, they submitted a letter of what needs to be corrected or more information they need in relation. And I've had a conversation with Kevin. Kevin has said he's had a hard time contacting MinSpec. But I myself haven't had any issues. Well, this has been going on now 2 years. There need to be some resolution. I feel
it's like so many other things in time.
I feel that we, from a city standpoint, and MinSpec has gone out and provided the information requested from Mr. Subart. And now I think we're at a timeline where Mr. Subart needs to make a decision as to which way he's going to go and follow through with it. Otherwise, we need to be on the other end following through on making sure a permit gets issued, or possibly look at, you know, revoking occupancy there. and I don't want to go down that route, but I think we've provided all the information that he's requested, and really the ball's always been in his court, because, you know, the cart got put in front of the horse there without getting the permit and doing the work. But, I think we've been more than reasonable trying to work this out too and get the answers he needed, and I think he had them answers for a while now, and he's made his decision, so now it's time to comply with code.
And how much money do you have, taxpayers, money involved
in this? I mean, we probably have $3,000 to $5,000 into this.
And there's people wondering out there, where are the taxpayers money going?
So, council, any thoughts? I know we've been at this for a long time. If anyone has a definitive thought, I would say, if not everything's buttoned up by our next meeting, then we move forward with our next steps, which I assume would be to take more legal action on it and be prepared to take that legal action, unless anybody else has any other thoughts.
Also, as objection, my thought would be is to have our attorney draft a letter to him, you know, stating that a permit, I guess, I don't know what we want to say, issued, or the requirements of the permit are met. I can work with the attorney on the wording on that by our November 10th meeting.
Yep. Hold that.
Do you want to form a motion in that direction? Or
I would love a motion on that, for the record.
So entertain a motion to direct staff to direct the attorney to issue.
I guess you'd say a letter of compliance.
Mr. Subart, by November 10th.
I make a motion. Does the legal work with the attorney to get a letter of compliance written up to Mr. Subart?
Moved and seconded to authorize staff to work with legal counsel to create a letter of compliance for 340 Railroad Street by November 10th. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Dean, aye.
Councilman Tracy.
Councilman Feldman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Get her done. All right. Move on then to water tower, water main improvement project updates, seal old water.
All right, so we're just getting everything put together to finish up sealing the old well. The other thing we need to complete is, well, they ended up doing it this past weekend, but we're not satisfied with the work, but they just grouted kind of the outside portion of underneath where the tower and plate meets. Long story short, we've asked for months to have this done. Finally came out Friday to do it, and they wanted Greg to drain the tower because that's how it's supposed to be done. Well, if that was the case, they should have told us that before we filled the tower. They knew when we were filling the tower. So Greg said he can't do that. It's a Friday, for one. It's, you know, 3 hours to drain it, 8 hours to fill it. You know, when's this going to get done? And Greg had out of the work to do. So in the meantime, come to work Monday to find out they did it on Sunday. It's not done very well. It was cold. It's brittle. It's a piecemeal job. So as far as I'm concerned, until that's done properly, we'll be withholding.
Absolutely. We spend, yeah, we spend over $1 million on the tower, and if they can't get that right, that's their problem. We got to see how they're going to get it done. And we're going to accept it when we say it's accepted.
Right. So other than that, right now, them are kind of the two things that we need to complete.
Any other questions or thoughts?
What does the process of sealing your water come out well? What does that consist of?
Well, you haven't been here, Scott, but we've run into some snags. Because it's not as easy as, first of all, they wanted us to remove the building so they could gain access. And we're like, well that wasn't part of the bid. Well, exactly. So that wasn't part of the bid. So now they had to bring in some other company that has equipment that can go through the roof to seal it. So we've run into two issues. Well, that equipment's going to cost us more money to bring in that equipment to do it. They found that there's materials at the bottom of the well that they have to extract before they can fill it. Bottom line, our $16,000 ceiling of the well has turned into
$45,000.
So right now they're lining up for the company to come in and extract the material that was found. I don't know what that material is. But,
did they tell you?
No.
Well, I think before they anything, they should let us know what that material is. I want to know what that material is.
I can inquire.
We've been drinking water out of that bowl for how many years?
And I don't know if I don't want to assume, but I would think it'd be well castings or something, or I don't know what else it would be. But I'll check on that. No, I'll send out an email.
See if they'll give you an answer on that, because I'm not just going to take their word for it. I mean, they could come in and snowball us and I want to know exactly what they're pulling out.
We'll do that.
I think, don't you guys think
that? I agree. It's good, yeah.
Yep.
They could come in and snowball us and walk away with an extra $16,000. Oh, no, you don't trust people now. You get answers before you spend that kind of money. Then taxpayers spend money.
Ask them too if they can just provide a detailed script of everything that needs to be done.
Yeah,
that way you're informed as to.
Yeah, and an answer of why it has to be pulled over. You know, is there a state law that says it can't stay down here?
Yeah. So I'll get a scope of work and what the materials are.
That sounds good.
Perfect. Anything else? Okay, move on then to the Trebish litigation.
All right, so what I can kind of update you on, we have a court date now temporarily for November 5th. Don't know if that'll be in person or Zoom yet. But, so, and then next Monday, the mediation portion of the litigation will start too. So, kind of what I can update you on, so at least there we have some dates and we know it's moving forward. Kind of what I can tell you is one of the, you know, the step they're looking is they're trying to get it thrown out, the inverse condemnation. And the reasoning behind that is the fact that, and I don't know if you got the pleading too, so maybe if you haven't read that, it's all in there. But the bottom line is they're trying to get it thrown out based on the fact that we put the storm sewer in there in 87. They didn't purchase the property until 90 or 91. So they can't claim inverse. They had purchased the property. So. Exactly.
So more to come. Hopefully it'll be resolved quickly. Knock on wood or whatever.
We got a lot of snow.
I know.
Yeah. It's not even November.
Move on into the conditional use permit, the USS Martha Solar LLC.
Well, that's for the solar farm just going right outside of town here off of Martha. So I was able to talk to Jason Milkey at Carver County Planning, and basically it sounds like it will move through, even though we oppose, and I believe he said two neighbors opposed it and one neighbor was for it in that area of what he's heard so far. They had a in meeting tonight to discuss it further. But I did tell them, you know, our reasoning for growth, you know, the ditch, they've been assured that there's no harmful chemicals being used compared to what's out there in the news you hear, or, you know, some of the articles that were submitted to them. The other thing they had said, they have to have a plan in place for decommissioning. So they do have that. You know, the other concern was growth, but what then they asked is how much have we grown in the last, you know, 10 years. So I told them, and it isn't much, so it's kind of tough to have a leg to stand on. We have nothing in our comp plan that says that's a transition area for, you know, R1, R2, or whatever. So that made it kind of tough for us to make our point too. But so with that, one thing I said, well, what I would like to see the county adopt then, that anything, that there should be some type of buffer, some type of area, transitional area that the county would have around cities. I'd like to see a half mile to a mile buffer. That way, when you do these things, I said, I don't know if growth's going to come next year or 20 years from now. I mean, I can do a comp plan every year and change it. But I said it would be nice to have some type of buffer zone or area or transition area that the county would allow the city, so that way we can transition into these changes. We can accommodate. See, if that was a mile or a mile out of town, you know, it'd be easier to do a development there. But right now, being a block out of town, you know, it makes it tough.
Jerry, what exactly is this going on? As you drag down Martha
Street? So you go down Martha Street, the next property past Comiskey's parcel, on the other side of the ditch there, the second parcel. It's only a couple hundred feet. And in that area, yeah.
And how far would they stay away from the ditch?
I don't know the exact area, but the one other thing I was assured of, that they wouldn't be able to expand it. That was one of my questions. They wouldn't be able to put another one up within a mile from it.
I'm sure they're going to have to take a certain distance in the ditch because.
Well, that was my concern, that they'd even consider something like that close to the ditch. But what I was told is they were reassured that there's enough buffer there and there's no chemicals that would create an issue. But was it 1 watt? 1 watt. Megawatt or what? I don't know the exact numbers or how many panels it'll be or. I do have the acres, but I'm sorry, I can get that to you. I have the packet.
I wasn't quite sure exactly what it's going to go up when I read it, but then I was talking about it. Down in the deep, half the time, things don't grow down there anyway and stuff, so you're not really losing nothing by taking that up. Okay, my next question is, what about how are they going to get in there?
That was something I brought up too in the township last Tuesday. Was discussing that with them, the ins and outs. And
if they're going to Martha Street,
that was one of the things I had sent to an email to Al about was traffic and then also the condition of that ditch. A large area, if you've ever been there, a good portion of the ditch is starting to wash out. It needs to be addressed. And so that was one of the big things they were meeting, and that's what they'll be discussing tonight.
I sure don't want Martha Street on the ground. You've got to take care of it.
Right. Right.
You've got the right to pull it down by a ton. We built for 7 ton, right?
But we can restrict it to 5.
We built it for 7 ton that time so that we could get a milk truck in and out without having to worry about it at that time. Now we can take it, we can pull it down to 5 if we want. You've got that right.
I'll inquire about tomorrow with Jason Milkey on the use of Martha.
Unless the township's coming off their township road someplace across the field or the township road. I can't see that happening. Tom on one side and Jerome on the other side. I can see that happening.
that too.
Well, it's a good thing you're back. Because none of us here are sitting around the table would know we'd go from 7 to 5.
Well, I'm pretty sure we can. I shouldn't say that I'm positive about it, but years ago I know we could. As long as it was a city street, we could post it down there. Because we were the ones that were managing it and taking care of it. But that street is built for 7 to 5. That ain't saying we can't post it down to 5. And then let them see how. Unless the county fork out money when I don't see that. Unless we do that.
Right. Anything else on the solar garden? Okay. And then we'll move on then to new city business. Infiltration program. Hopefully everybody saw the report.
Yeah, so really what I wanted to update, it's kind of become a back burner item because of COVID. And just, you know, time's elapsed. You know, the majority of these people that needed to become into compliance, you know, we've passed that deadline now. So I wanted to bring it forth to council on our thoughts, what we wanted to do. Obviously, now it's winter, nothing's going to get done, but we want to extend that deadline.
And we give them plenty of time. That was awful. That was way from last year.
I mean, kind of really, we sent reminder letters out right before COVID. I mean, it was right in that time. And then, you know, when we sent letters out was, September, October, kind of late in the season, you know, when we've wrapped up sending letters out and completing the inspections. And that's what we've heard from a few of them. You know, COVID's hit them hard. And
how many do we have outstanding?
There is two of them that are, we need to try to get. We've tried to inspect, but we had no luck being able to inspect the line. But there's three of them right now that we know of that need to come in compliance. So what we got is two of them inconclusive, and then three of them that we know of that are not in compliance. Two of the toilet are inconclusive, and then you got this one, this one, and this one.
Council thoughts on what we want to do then moving forward here?
And of course, we almost have to give them down to the winter month. Let's give them till the 1st of April, extend our deadline until then. After that, if they don't get it done, it's $100 a month.
It's in the ordinance. I think it's $100 a month.
It's $100 a month.
Added to the bill.
I get it.
We can update the ordinance for those going forward, but we can't enact these guys.
Right.
Is that a motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to extend the inflow and infiltration program non-compliance program to April 1st of 2020. 2021. Good call.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Popper, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Go ahead and communicate that. I would just encourage in whatever communication you give to them to have them be ready for an action plan.
Plan of action.
A few months to get a plan put together, I would say. Okay. Next item on the agenda is government card. Everybody saw the program that's being offered in the packet.
Just another company we looked at for people to do online payments. It's a little cheaper than what we have now. The only thing is we, you know, there'd be some upfront costs, whereas right now we haven't paid for no equipment or any of those type items. You know, so, you know, setup cost of $199. And then $495. So I don't know how long it would take us to recoup that when there's, you know, like 3 to 5 people a month that use it. So I don't know if it's worth the change or not, but I just thought I'd look at something, throw it out there, present it to council. You know, with this, it, you know, a transaction would be $1.75 versus $3 for, you know, a transaction of around $50. You know, and then it's a 3%. Fee of the total bill. Like for $100, it'd only be $3 versus, you know, $7. I mean, there would be some cost savings that we would pass on to the consumer, and maybe it would get used more. But like I said, you know, there's about a $700 upfront cost that we would have to eat.
I know.
You know, for setup. Yes. Yeah, about 3 to 5 people, maybe 5 people a month.
Unless anybody else has any objection, I'd say until we get greater demand on it, then.
I don't know if it's just quite cost effective yet to make that change. Really, we get nothing out of it.
Right.
MPs don't go to us. It's a convenience. And yeah, I'd like to provide cheaper, but, you know, like I said, it's a $700 cost. I was just kind of hoping the upfront cost wouldn't be so much.
All right, we'll move on then to, so an interesting thing that's come to our attention. Every year we have to set a canvas board meeting for the general election, which basically is we read aloud the votes and then the council approves them. It has to take place within 10 days of the election. Due to the way they're doing the election this time around, and two, to when the county is going to give city staff the
final items, numbers.
The numbers. They're going to give them the numbers on November 12th. By deadline is November 13th. So what we would need to do is hold a meeting just for that item.
Typically, we would do it at our next council meeting. That always works out for us. But due to, you know, the changes in the absentee ballot and the way that's being administered this year, with the county, you know, they ain't going to have everything to be able to present to everybody till the end of, by the end of the day on the 12th. So the 10 days deadline is the 13th. So pretty much everybody in the county is going to have a canvas results on the 13th. We can hold this anytime. So I guess whatever works for everyone. My concern when I found this out today was, oh boy, that's deer season. Do we need a quorum or do we need to have all present or a majority vote? You know, what is this? Is it 4/5 majority or not? And no, just a quorum. So it kind of puts us in a predicament. You know, I know it stinks that it's a Friday night, but we can have it at any time. It's a 5-minute meeting.
And the other thing that's good in this regard right now too, this meeting could still fall under the COVID-19 way we've been doing it. So we don't necessarily have to come up here. We could do it via the telephone or a teleconference or the Zoom. But Jeremy's looking just to set a time. I don't know what everybody's schedules are like during the day, if it would work best for everybody to get on the phone at say 8 o'clock in the morning, if that works best for everybody, or if it works better like at noon. Mm-hmm. Or
4 or, you know, you know.
Or 5?
Yeah, I mean, when's everyone, who gets home the latest?
I don't know, 3:00.
4 o'clock, that way, meeting, boom, everything done with their weekend.
Zoom.
Do you want to do Zoom?
Yeah, let's just Zoom or
set up a Zoom
or call in, either whichever one works easiest for you.
Yeah.
And that, so if you can do it via Zoom, perfect.
Either or, we'll just meet in that room. And if you're not here physically, call in.
Yeah.
If you're.
Yeah. I probably would.
Okay. Yes, I will. I'll put a notice together and I'll email it to you guys.
So I look for a motion then to hold the Canvas Board meeting for the general election on November 13th, 2020 at 4 p.m. Moved and seconded to hold the Canvas Board meeting for general election on November 13th, 2020 at 4 p.m. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Popper, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes.
We'll get you used to the new system.
I hope. Skip it.
Last new business item is the, was it 152, Jacob?
Correct.
With the tree in the right of way. Any additional thoughts? We did hear pretty extensively from Councilman Feltman, but I don't know if anybody else had any similar or different thoughts.
152 Jacob, is that
the townhomes? Townhomes.
Well, that, I mean, we can sit here and argue about that tree until the whole thing is over. I mean, let's just get a compromise on it and say, the other than on 4:30. Yeah. By the end of April, first of April.
End of April.
We end of change
by that time, I mean, the frost should be under. And the outlook is 60 degrees in the next week. Not very good.
I look for a motion then. Move and seconded to give 152 Jacob Street until 4:30 of 2021 to come in compliance with the right of way ordinance. Any further discussion? All in favor? Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Next, we'll move on then to City Council reports. Councilman Buckingham. Councilman Tracy. Councilman Feltman, you gotta be full of things. You haven't been here for a little bit.
I haven't been down long enough to know what's going on. I haven't.
Councilman Poplar.
Yes, we put something in the newsletter for blowing leaves on the street and down the street. And I've mentioned or seen somebody do that the other week, and we just threw everything right down the street off of their property.
That's a problem. You know what's going to happen? They're talking to him. Thursday.
Yep.
Put all in the meat, that water comes at one time.
Clog the
area. Greg, you can be good enough to go around town and keep all the catch bases open.
Well, Greg's not a team person, I saw.
I've heard from a few.
Unless my buddy Pat, I give him a call. Start plowing snow and tell him to get in the gutter nice and throw a loan back up on the lawn to help at least a little bit.
Probably wouldn't hurt.
Maybe give him a call at 1 o'clock in the morning or so. Tell him to put the ring down in the gutter nice and get them leaves up out of this again. He gets a little speed up out of there.
Anything else to Councilman Poplar?
Okay.
I just have a couple items. First one would be, what is, if any, guidance do we want to give for Halloween? Any thoughts, any restrictions or anything like that? I was going to put something in the newsletter this week that we probably just would encourage following MDH guidelines. And I don't see any reason why, me personally, I don't see any reason why people, if they don't handle candy, handle candy. If they don't want to handle candy, don't handle candy.
I think we should just leave that up to each one.
And MDH guidelines.
Yeah. Then the other thing would be is that it's come to my attention that our lovely gem of a baseball field has been used as a toiletry area for dogs and that. And so it was asked of me by the club to start off by putting something in the newsletter, which I will. But in thinking about it more over the weekend here, do we have any appetite from a council to say, we have a lot of room in the park, maybe down at the Bicentennial Park, maybe to help alleviate that? Because I think the reason why dogs are using our ballpark is because they can take them off the leash, let them run, and they're enclosed. Is maybe putting together some type of dog park down at the Bicentennial Park? I don't know if there's anything else on that. I mean, we don't have to make a decision tonight, but just kind of think about that. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't be something to deal with snow on the ground, because you know there might be frost in
the ground. And dealing with landmines there.
That's just it.
That's the problem. I mean, you want to do things, but you just worry about will people upkeep.
More responsible people would be.
Yeah.
Track of what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's part, you know, it's that too, you know, and of course we don't want any players out there diving for a ball and going head first into manure of any sort, and next year is going to be a very busy year out on that field, provided nothing else changes. It'll be the Green Isle in Hamburg baseball tournament in June. The club will also be the night games for the region, and then we are the third site for the state tournament. And since Casca is one of the teams in the tournament, and they're a Class B team, there is a greater chance that we will see more games than a normal third season, because Chaska is going to have all of the games, especially in like that we had really, really good Class B tournament this year as well. So.
Yeah, and a couple of the guys from this, from the baseball club, Curtis, I thought we were going to get there Saturday, but we thought let's lock it up. And I think the baseball park, the way they do everything. I don't think we need to make a decision.
Well, we can just back it. Back their decision.
That's the only reason they're doing it. They can take the
free room.
They don't have to be responsible.
Well, I will convey that thought, unless anybody totally objects to that idea, to the club and that. But I know their first idea was hopefully
something was put in our newsletter.
We'll add some creative thing. Walking your dog, bring a doggy bag.
I think it's in our ordinance.
Yes.
That is all I had, other than welcome back, Councilman Feltman. It's good to see you again.
Been a long time.
Has been a bit.
So, glad to have you back, Scott. Really am. Good to see you.
At least to go yet, but
look pretty good.
Right in the corner.
Everything.
Well, I look for a motion then to adjourn. I didn't think I'd have to ask for it.
Awesome, Papa, second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Awesome, Jason.
Governor. Papa, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Hamburg City Council meeting for October 2020 is closed at 8:15.